James K. Smith. James K. Smith. This is a paragraph on a hospice patient. This is a 72-year-old gentleman with a history of, prostate cancer stage 4B, extensive disease with metastasis into the lymph nodes, inguinal lymph nodes, iliac, retroperitoneum of adenocarcinoma with lymphovascular invasion, period, HRR, little M negative, TMB, low BRCA1, period. Patient was seen a few years ago with anemia, history of prostate cancer stage 2, history of prostate cancer, don't put the stage. Let's see. Patient had been quite active and mobile previously, but he's most recently he's been laying around and sleeping most days because of lack of energy and tiredness. Period. Let's see. Any paragraph in 2020, patient had a CT scan, which also showed CT scan, a bone scan, which showed bony metastasis and osteoarthritis. Most recently, patient's PSA had risen to 344. Patient was looked at regarding possible clinical trial, but none was available. Patient has failed most recent chemotherapy with MITOXANTRONE, causing hematuria, muscle pain, decreased intake, tiredness, weakness, weight loss, loss of appetite. Period. Most recent blood test shows a low sodium of 131. Elevated alkaline of 357, SGO2 of 89, and SGPT of 51. Period. Most recent evaluation reveals failure of most recent chemotherapy with hematuria, loss of appetite, severe weakness, anemia, and tiredness, period. Patient was also asked to see someone at MD Anderson for a second opinion, but given the extent of patient's disease, the antineoplastic induced anemia, severe tiredness, failure of chemotherapy, including prednisone, carboplatin, and CABA. Z-I-Taxel, T-A-X-E-L, it has been decided to place patient on hospice care at this time. Both patient and husband agree with the current issue, with the current decision. This will also help patient with pain, since this has become a new issue. And will require chronic pain medications from here forward. Patient is expected to live less than 6 months and is hospice appropriate. Thank you.